This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Earlier today, also caught up with the AFL talent manager in Kevin Sheehan. He is the guru when it comes to spotting young talent. And I welcomed in to Sports Day WA.
Oh, Pete, thanks for having me. A pleasure, and I've loved the opening half a dozen rounds of the year. It's really exciting.
Tell us about Harley Reid. You are the AFL talent manager. You cite these young talents very early in their thrust to become AFL footballers. Can I ask your opinion on, has this exceeded expectations, or you're wary that this kid could deliver as soon as he stepped foot on an AFL field?
No, I think it's the latter. I think that we observed as he got closer to being a draftee that the boy was something special. And last year he was thrown in everywhere. He played a couple of games at two VFL state league clubs at Essendon and Carlton. It was in the best players on the ground. That's against the listed players, in amongst blokes he didn't know. He then, earlier than that, he actually represented the Australian under-18s, the boys that come together for a couple of games and against Port Adelaide over there and gather round Port Adelaide's Sandful team. Again, he won the medal for the best player for Australia. So along the way, he'd been a back-to-back All-Australian at under-18 level, so he ticked every box you could possibly imagine for an underage player. So we thought that he looked to be a step above the other players and ready to play. But, Pete, the thing I really remember is the first time I've seen him play. It was up at Ballarat, and as you do, you go into an underage game. It's the Bendigo Pioneers playing, so you go and talk to the talent manager up there and say, well, anything worth having a look at today, you know, start of a season. And the lady, it was a lady called Brooke Brown, and she said to me, there's a young kid here, he's only 16, 2 years bottom age, that we think he's got a bit of Dusty Martin in him, but we're trying to keep that under wraps. Okay, and I thought, we'll have a look. What's his name? It's Harley. Harley Reid's his name, a skinny kid from Tongala. So I thought, we'll have a look at him. Well, he stepped around and kicked free in this game and was just so exciting. The big don't argue come out. He had all the traits that you're seeing today at AFL level as a boy running around as a youngster. And that was, it'd be 2021 probably, a few years back now. And he's lived up to all of that, I suppose, expectation over 2 or 3 years, and then now stepped up to play some exciting games, particularly the last couple of weeks have been brilliant.
So I gather you're not surprised. It's gone, it's euphoric over here with the media, our only newspaper in the morning, the West Australian. He's now, every time he touches the ball, the 50,000, we're up in raptures here at Optus Stadium. He seems to be handling it pretty well. And you would have known him as a young fella. Has he got that temperament to certainly survive through what is just an incredible period for him? He's only 19.
I think he's got that temperament. He takes it in his stride, water off a duck's back type attitude, you know, to anything that comes along and doesn't seem too phased. He mixes well with so many different people. I think the lady, Brooke Brown, again, said to me, look, he'll talk to the doorman at 75. He'll get on with a 16-year-old that's in the team. He seems to get on with everyone. It's a great nature to have if you're going to be a footballer. Don't get carried away with things and just get on with playing the game. And that's the attitude he seems to have, and unfazed by whatever challenge is put in front of him. It's a bit like Nick Dacos over this way. In Nick's first year, it was quite unbelievable what he did with the weight of expectation on him as well. So those two boys, I think, more than anything I can think of in the last number of years, have just stepped up and done exactly what they've done at underage level, and that's dominate games and get the fans on board as well. It's exciting to see someone emerging with this sort of talent.
And finally, Kev, Nick Dacos has come into the frame now just in recent days after the performance of Harley Reid here on Saturday night. Do you see a similar path with these exciting two youngsters, or do you think one's better than the other? Or is it hard to separate?
It's probably too early a call. You know, Nick's had a wonderful few years, hasn't he? Been exciting to watch. What Harley does add is that dimension, the air. That's exciting, isn't it? When you're one-on-one and you can stand on their back. He's shown that right throughout his junior career. He's done it off half-back. He's done it in the goal square. And so that's the element, that in-the-air element that he has got that probably young Nick Dacos hasn't got. But Nick's a collector of the footy, isn't he? A wonderful reader of the game, setter up of the play, and has helped lead Collingwood through to success on the field. So, yes, maybe Harley's got all that in front of him now, but so exciting to see him unfold as a genuine rising star of the game.
Good on you, Kev. We had to speak to you when we're speaking about Harley Reid. You're the man that certainly set eyes on him at a very, very young age. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Pete. Good luck to the Eagles.
Yeah. Good on you, Kev. Kevin Sheehan joining us here on SENWA's Sports Day. All thanks to Apple iSports, your one-stop shop for all things sports. By the way, the groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. You can find out more at kia.com.au. I was going to have the West Australian Football Commission CEO on the program, Michael Roberts. He did agree, and then something else has come up regarding another announcement, major announcement, coming out of the West Australian Football Commission later in the week. And they have suggested to my executive producer, Jimmy Williams, that we will have access to that once it dropped. I want to have a chat to him about the curtain raiser. I just think that's it's pointless having him. Like Peel Thunder taking on West Coast. This is my opinion. There was about 250 people here at 2 o'clock. The curtain raiser was played in the WAFL between the two teams aligned to our AFL clubs. Nobody was here. 250 people, 60,000 stadium, pointless. And it finished around about 4:30. So you've got to wait another hour and a half plus before the AFL starts. As we know, in the old days, you used to have the Colts, the reserves and the league. The reserves used to stop. And the turnaround was probably 15, 20 minutes at best. Curtain raisers before AFL games, unless they can come closer together, are not worth it. So I was going to have a chat to him about that. And also regarding the West Coast Eagles announcement, will they continue in the WAFL? It appears that a decision and something formal from the West Coast Eagles needs to be presented by about the 1st of May. So that's not far away. So those are the two topics I was going to speak to Michael Roberts, the West Australian Football Commission CEO, about. But he has promised there is another major announcement coming up in the next couple of days, and we'll have him on hopefully before the end of the week. We'll take a break, come back with the top five at five for Novus Auto Glass. There's one near you, 13, 22, 34. You're listening to Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos. Thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years, and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.